July 16, 1927. How one who lives in the divine will possesses perfect balance. How the prayer done in it possesses divine power and universal strength. I continued to live all abandoned in the divine fiat, following its innumerable acts, and my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, one who lives in my will has the wideness, the capacity, to be able to enclose all the acts of God within herself, therefore becoming the depository of the divine will. And because of this, God finds in that soul the whole of himself with all his acts. Therefore, everything is sacred in her, everything is holy, everything is light and beauty. She possesses perfect balance, divine order, and I find in her the glory of my sanctity, of my light, of my rare beauty. I look at her and I find my reflections, my dearest image created by me, as wanted by me. And in the excess of my love I keep repeating, how beautiful you are, my will has enclosed everything in you. The creation is a pale image of you. You are more refulgent than the sun, you are more adorned than the heavens, you are more graceful than the flowery fields. You are all beautiful because the power of my divine volition invests you, nourishes you, is your life." Then, pausing, he added, "My daughter, when the soul prays in my will, all things and all created beings stand at attention, suspend all things, make everything silent, and while they are all intent on admiring the act done in the divine will, altogether, they follow the prayer. The power of it calls and imposes itself on everything, in such a way that all do the same thing. If all other prayers were united together in order to compare them with the simple prayer done in my will, this one surpasses them all, because it possesses a divine will, an immense power, an incalculable value. I myself feel invested by such a prayer, and as I see that it is my will that prays, I feel its power which identifies me with that very prayer. So, if graces are not obtained by means of the prayer done in my will, which is universal and divine prayer, if divine justice is not placated and scourges continue to pour upon the earth, it means that that is the will of God, and that instead of letting those graces descend, it makes the effects of the prayer descend into souls. And if one does not obtain much with it, much less will be obtained with other prayers not done in my will, which contain neither divine power nor universal strength. Then, after this, my lovable Jesus came out of my interior, and investing the whole of me, he filled me all with himself, in such a way that I felt I was all surrounded by Jesus, and inside of him. Then, in withdrawing, he threw himself into my arms, leaning his head upon my breast to take rest, and as he was doing this, all created things, the sun, the heavens, the stars, the wind, the sea, the earth, in sum, everything, lined up around Jesus, and laying themselves like a bed under the members of Jesus, they all offered themselves to give him rest. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, if you knew all my crafting which I am doing in the interior of your soul, how I watch over each heartbeat of yours, all your affections, your words, your thoughts, in sum, everything, so as to let my divine will flow within the whole of you, that it may dominate and form its kingdom. So much so, that after the work I do, very often I take rest in order to enjoy in you the fruit of the rest which only my will can give me. How beautiful is the rest it gives me, all our works, the things created by us, compete among themselves to give me rest, and I feel in you the happiness of my eternal rest, and the joy and happiness of our works. So, my work in the kingdom of my will is safe, my rest is not disturbed by the noise of the human will. Behold then, the living in my will is the true transmission of the divine life to the creature."